Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us on Angel Time. Today, our topic is fear and powerlessness. This is Sandra Boissier. I'm a healer, a teacher, and an author. Born with the ability to channel angels, I'm the champion of the soul and an advocate for change. My life's mission is to unify human and angelic legacy for the evolution of mankind. Okay, with us this morning is Cindy Yantis. Cindy, very honored to have her on the show. She's a writer, a screenwriter, an author, and a filmmaker. She is drawn to writing fictional stories about women of all ages who are awakening to themselves and transforming into their truths, many times told through fantasy or drama with comedic elements. And she currently has a film on the film festival circuit that was created with a partner on whose life it is based. So thank you for joining us, Cindy Yantis. Welcome to Angel Time. Good morning.
Thank you so much. Good morning. It's lovely to be here. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You're the very first show of the year.
Yay. This feels very appropriate somehow.
It does. Because, you know, in case there's any residue from 2014, we're going to do it today, right? We're going to clean it up because 2015 is a very ripe year. And I've been posting, you know, the Angel Download on 2015 all over the place. It's on the blog. It's on Facebook, it's on Twitter, it's like on Instagram. Anyway, so it's kind of an exciting year. And so anything, you are actually the perfect person to be on the show at the very beginning of 2015 because it's a very ripe year. Now, you have a lot of balls you're juggling. You're a writer, a screenwriter, an author, and a filmmaker. Now, tell us a little bit more about what you do because you do more than that.
I actually just recently have embarked on ghostwriting. It's not something that I had even thought about doing, but I was approached by a dear friend a few months ago about ghostwriting her story and her life's mission. And then she introduced me to another person who actually is the first person who's hired me to ghostwrite a book on a life mission. And so I'm in the midst of that project right now, which feels really on purpose and kind of came out of the blue. I think it's on purpose. It feels good. I have some fear around it as it's sort of new territory, but that feels great. And then another thing that I've started to do recently with another partner who you know very well, Vanetta Taylor, we are co-leading writers on tapping into their muses and finding the stories of their life through their deep voice and truth. So that's other work that I'm doing.
That's wonderful. It's wonderful because you're not only using all of your creativity, right? You're also using your soul. The empowerment combined is really, really strong energy. I can feel it from here.
really powerful.
Very powerful, What's the film about?
Well, actually, the film is a short film, and we're using it as a pilot spec. It's called On George's Mind, and it's inspired by my friend Kelly Hare's story. She is a survivor of breast cancer and a divorce and a teenage daughter. So it basically is recreated into a story of a woman blogger whose blog is called On George's Mind, and it's about her trials and tribulations of survival and thriving after all of that happens, and you see kind of what transpires on her mind played out. And feel like it's a strong message.
Talk about a triple whammy, you know? Triple whammy.
Yes. Triple whammy.
A lot of information coming through her. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And now, is she
a
real blogger or?
No, that's actually the storyline that I created as the writer of the show, of the movie. I created this whole new story of her, this character named Georgia, who is a blogger, and that's one of her ways of surviving is blogging, and then she sort of taps into this whole, world of people who are, relating to what she's going through, and then through the series, she goes from being a survivor to basically living in the moment, and then to being a thriver and just basically taking the bone marrow out of life, and so that's the creation of that has been really cathartic for both of us, actually.
I would say I was gonna bring that up. It's like what a process for you as the creator writer, because that's really transformational, that process.
Very much so. Very much so.
Any kind of writing or any kind of creative outputting we do, especially when sourced from the soul, it really feels like it's meant to move us forward energetically. It really does. Do you feel that way too, Cindy?
I really do. In fact, a few years ago, I had gotten this really clear message. It was one of those sort of night of the soul kind of nights that I was having. It was probably about 10 years ago, and it was the middle of the night, and I felt like I was hitting a brick wall in my life, and it was very hard. It was an uphill climb, and I was praying all night long, just about, God, you've given me these amazing talents. What's my purpose? How am I supposed to be using these talents? I really felt in my soul that I was, as it was a creator. And the voice came that made me actually sit up in bed, and the words were, write meaningful prose that will change people's lives.
Oh,
and it was
wow,
in that moment
that
I really stepped into being a writer. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. Yeah,
love
so
that.
That's been kind of my mission that's driven me, but I feel like, that it's bigger than that, and I don't know what that looks like, and I had mentioned to you that there are some things that are kind of holding me back and from really stepping out in a visible way. Yeah.
Right, and that's our theme today. So I'm gonna feed it back to you, because I thought what you wrote in your initial email was actually so bang on. So we have two themes technically, but we're going to start with the first one and kind of flow into what the angels want to teach us today. So what you wrote was, I'm struggling with moving forward in a really powerful and fearless way with my amazing writing projects by asking for help, by seeking representation, which is keeping me from stepping or leaping onto the stage platform position that is my divine rightful place. And then you said, I'm not sure how that transfers into a theme, but I've been judged harshly for the fear, using my voice for the big and small ask. Now that's, do you want to elaborate? Beautifully said.
I'm sorry, what?
And I feel like you've really captured something there. It feels like you really captured the gist of your struggle. Do you want to elaborate a little bit?
Yes. I think I have, I sort of have developed this fear around asking for help, and I'm not sure what the basis of that is. I feel like there's been sort of this conditioning of myself all along about not imposing myself on others, and what that has translated into is kind of an isolation and not getting out there and asking for the help. And so I have all this amazing work. The film was huge this year, huge to step out and get that done. And we got the help and got the raise the money and all that. But it honestly would not have happened without, my partner on the project, because I that's a fear of mine. It's getting it out there and asking for help. So, but certainly being a part of that process, I did step out there and so that was very big. But yeah, there's a piece of it, it's hard for me to pick up the phone and ask for help. Now, I have a day job, and my day job is in television advertising, and I have no problem in that world.
Exactly.
Getting done, and I've been a vice president of sales and have the corner office and all of that, the big corporate stuff. But in terms of putting myself out there, and where myself is the product, so to speak, to put it in corporate terms, mm-hmm. That's the challenge. That's really hard for me. It can be crippling.
Do you know that is very normal? It's so normal. Like, you have no idea how many people feel the exact same way you do.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
Yeah, it's such a great thing. So, okay, so this is what the angels want to do first, because they do want to get to the bottom of it, right? They want to get to the bottom of the fear for asking for help because you feel like you're imposing, and then you kind of do the isolation thing. And here's what I want to tell you. Like, that's all that autopilot childhood imprinting, right? And so we don't, you know, part one is that we don't even know we're doing that stuff. We are literally allowing the subconscious to kind of run that show, you know? And so what the angels are really, truly amazing at is getting to the very bottom of where that imprint, that pattern, or that belief system began, and completely correcting it, healing it, you know, removing it, whatever needs to happen in the moment so that that imprint or belief system no longer exists in you, and the authentic nature of whatever it is that needs to happen from the soul can happen, right? Right? So let's, before I get into the actual angel download portion, let's just go into doing some little, you know, a little bit of healing here. So, thank you. I was going to say, let's breathe and get the angel energy in, because they're present on every show, and I do a massive prayer for them to be part of our show. And then literally after my introduction, I honestly start channeling. So stay with me while we breathe, while we inhale, and let go. You know, let go of anything that your mind or your ego is doing. Let it go. And let the angels in. Let them in. Bring them in. Invite them in. Allow them in. Give them permission to heal you from this current experience that's holding you back, right? I mean, we are unlimited, all-powerful beings of light. We are complete and whole and fully embodying consciousness. That's the truth. That's what we are, right? And then we come to Earth and we become human beings, and then we develop who we are. But what we are is extremely potent and powerful. And simply because we develop the identity of a human being, we kind of lose track a little bit, you know? So the intention when you came to Earth was very, very, very clear that you were going to be the master of your destiny, and that you're going to create and manifest everything that you came down here to experience as a human being, right? And so getting snagged on fear for asking help, for example, is a good one. That's a great lesson to learn while you're here, you know? And so I want to honor that you are bringing a lot of healing, not to just to yourself today, but to everyone who's listening to the show and everyone who's going to listen to the show. So thank you for that. Now, asking for help, that stems from self-value, and that stems from self-esteem, right? So why don't we go, right? It's deep stuff. It's core work. It's, you know, we either imprinted it from mom or dad. So which one is it? What do you feel?
Whoa, I'm getting it really from both. It was words spoken from dad, where it was kind of, you know, to not impose yourself on others, and then it was a living example through mom.
Got it. So you got the it's almost like you got the mental, the emotional, and then you also got the energetic.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, since you got it from both, let's try to do this in one fell swoop. How old are you when you're seeing it? And literally, it's embodying your mom. How old are you?
Probably about 3 or 4. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Super young. And then do you hear it from your dad that early, or was your, do you think your mom came first with that imprint?
I think my mom came first with the imprint. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that feels right. And then later it was validated by dad's words, right? And to, usually mom's imprints are the first imprints anyway, right? Because we are inside mom's body for 9 months growing. And so her imprints do become our imprints. And then, you know, we pop out and she's usually the primary caretaker, right? So then we have more imprints from mom.
Yes, yes, so, exactly.
Yeah, and our environment when we're born doesn't really teach us powerfulness. In fact, it teaches us powerlessness, right? So that's where kind of the first layer gets to happen. We're born onto Earth and we're these beings of light, and then we're, you know, born into being a human being, and we have a physical body, and then we're immersed in density. The angels called gravity density. Density is what surrounds us, right? And that density, which is part of Earth, has two energies, and those two energies are always opposing each other. So that's kind of the bottom line of Earth. Like, Earth has two energies, and it is surrounded by density. And so being, you know, coming from this total lightness into total density is a little complex for a soul. So the soul has to figure a few things out. Now, because we're all-knowing and all-powerful, most of us have been here before, it's not that hard. It's just that density kind of puts us to sleep, you know? And, you know, and then we go through life kind of asleep, kind of awake, kind of asleep, kind of awake. And it's a dance we do that is part of the experience of Earth. Now, can we choose to have a different experience? Of course we can, right? Of course, because we have... with our soul came divine free will, and free will is all about choosing exactly what the experience is we want. So that's kind of the, you know, first angel download, let's say. So here you are, a newborn child, baby and child, and already you've got to deal with density. Now, within the confines of density, we automatically have fear consciousness, because it's, let's say it starts with fear of the unknown. Right? The brain, the ego goes, whoa, what is all this? I don't understand, you know, and then it kind of embeds around us as fear of the unknown. And it's like the first experience of fear consciousness. So we're going way back with you, and I'm explaining that because in part, your fear of asking for help has a basis of fear of the unknown. Now, asking for help, hard to do, okay, but because you don't know what the outcome is of asking for that help, it's kind of, it's like an interesting catch-22 for you. And it is for most people. We just don't, you know, we break things down on the show so that we really understand what's going on. And this is kind of a great example of one of the things we need to break down to understand, you know, what's really going on. And so even before you develop fear of asking for help, you had the fear of unknown, right? And then the two of them kind of enmeshed for you. And you never know what's going to happen if you ask for help, right? Because it's true.
Right.
You kind of never know. But he's got an option. Like, it's optional to help somebody, right? Now, most people do like to help people, but not everybody does. And so do you understand how it's kind of a defense mechanism for you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy. You know, I write the scene before it happens, and it usually is not a good outcome. You know,
right.
in what I write in my head, yeah.
And do you believe in the divine fact that you're basically empowered with free will, and that you can change every scene you ever write in your life?
Yes, I do. In fact, that's one of the things that I help others do, you know. But it's just so ironic that, you know, it's a challenge for me to do it for myself.
I really believe that.
Truly.
Let's go back. I so relate to what you're experiencing. Absolutely. The other thing to remember is that those of us with really powerful missions, man, there's a lot of fear around them, because the mission itself is bigger than we really are as little humans, but not our souls, right? Our souls are eternal and all powerful, and the mission matches the soul, not necessarily the human being, you know, and then there's all that conflict over that. So in part, you're feeling that too, and I want to acknowledge that, because I do go through that as well, because my angel mission is much bigger than me or my life or anything that has to do with me.
Yeah, and I think what happens is I overcomplicate things. Like I, you know what I mean? Like I, in my heart, I just want things to be free and easy, grace and ease, free and easy, grace and ease. And then as soon as something becomes, you know, what I would perceive as difficult or complicated, mm-hmm. it's like, oh, well, maybe that's not what I'm supposed to be doing. You know, when mm-hmm. I know that, you know, that it's to walk through it is, you know, is, you know, the prize is there, you know.
But, exactly. So
yeah.
Let's go back to the imprinting, because we're going to heal those imprints of, because we want you to be able to ask for help comfortably, because it's your divine right to fulfill your mission. And it's also your human right to heal. So, and it'll be a huge healer for you when you can ask for help and then watch the universe provide for you and watch the angels provide for you in these miraculous ways that would never occur to you, right? So,
yeah,
that's what you want. That's what you want. So let's go to the beginning. Let's go to the initial imprint. And let's acknowledge that you're already born. You know, you're born into density, and density carries fear consciousness. It just does, right? And so let's just acknowledge that and look at it. Let's just look at it. Let's feel into it. And choose, once you acknowledge it, it kind of dissipates. Like there's not a lot of, you know, power over you. And there, it kind of, the mystery's gone. You know, once you can just look at it for what it is, honestly. Like it's, fear consciousness is part of the human experience, right? And so there's good fear too, but we're talking about the fear that's limiting you. And so just acknowledging that coming into the planet and having fear of the unknown is kind of part of the deal. So go deep on this one. Go deep into your embryonic state. Go deeper, right? And go there and acknowledge it from the perspective of not even being born yet, that you're going to come into the earth plane reality, and that that reality will involve fear, and that's kind of a given, and that's okay, because you have your soul, your all-knowing, all-powerful soul, which is going to give you that information anyway. At some point, you're going to learn that. Right? Earth is school.
Yeah.
Earth is school, and we just come here to learn and have lessons and expand and evolve. So as the embryonic self that you are, back then, just acknowledge it. It's like, yeah, that's just part of Earth. I came here to have that experience. It's all good. No big deal, right?
Yeah. Okay.
Awesome. Did you get that?
Yeah, I got that. And you know, I got a big hit that, you know, immediately coming out of the womb, I absorbed my parents' fear.
Of course.
Like empathically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Of course.
Their fear combined with this unbelievable, like, terrifying love that they had for me. And still do.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let's deal with that. Let's acknowledge that moment. Let's acknowledge that past it. And let's make it a good thing, right? Because we can make anything we want, right? We have power to choose.
Yes.
So let's make that a good thing. The fact that they, you know, they gave you, let's say, your first lesson on fear. Your actual first lesson. And so you can say from that moment on, okay, I got it. I got that. I don't need to relearn this blue in the face. I got it. That's fear. I acknowledge fear for what it is. So now I've acknowledged that, yes, fear and density, yes, fear of the unknown is part of your human consciousness. Got that. Now you're acknowledging fear from your parents who love you so much that it's almost terror. Okay?
Yes.
All good
information.
This is great information for you to have, right?
It really is.
Now,
it really is, because it doesn't belong to me.
Exactly.
You know?
You can let this go. And you can take the information part, the wisdom of this, apply it to you, and let go of the rest.
Yeah. Oh, that
so
feels
good. So it's very useful information. Let the, you know, the power of the truth apply itself, integrate itself, ground itself into you. And then the rest, no need to hang on to that. Terror doesn't belong to you. Fear doesn't even really belong to you, Cindy. You know that.
Yeah, I do.
You do have an understanding for fear consciousness in humanity. Great. It's awesome to have that understanding, to have that knowledge and that wisdom. you're going to help a lot of people just on that one, right? So let's let go of,
yes,
you know, inherited fear, the fear that was given to you that doesn't belong to you. Acknowledge it and let it go. It's good information. All of it is great information, no matter how you look at the stuff. It's informative. It's only meant to inform
you. Know, it only just makes me that much better of a writer, because I so understand that that emotion from a guttural level, from a cellular level, I get it, you know, and I can write about it. I can, you know, I can write that from a deep voice of a character that I'm creating, that fear, and that's a huge gift. I just want to really honor that. Wow, that's amazing.
Exactly.
I'm just really seeing that in this moment.
Right. And now imagine all the people you're going to help that information, right? I mean, it's amazing.
How
information is power. I know people think money is power. I'm telling you, information is powerful stuff.
Really powerful stuff.
Yeah, we haven't entirely figured out how to utilize it, but this is how you utilize it. This is the power that we're talking about, you know? So now you've inherited a couple of other things before we get to the asking for help. So I want you to look at what else you inherited that doesn't actually belong to you, that has caused some decision-making as an adult that isn't really based on the authentic you, but based on the imprints and the information given to you by parents.
Limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs.
Exactly.
Yeah, limiting, putting a ceiling on your abilities, you know, and that definitely came from that place. That was inherited.
I'm hearing some interesting words. Like, I'm hearing something like, did they say you were a dreamer?
Yeah.
Like, did they look at you that way?
Oh, my God, I've got chills all over my body. You're a dreamer, and it was not a good thing. It was not a compliment.
Yeah, the angels were so clear. You didn't like, here's the download on that. You didn't like those words as a small child. Do you remember that feeling you got every time they sort of looked at you that way, or insinuated those words, or even said them to you? Do you remember how you felt?
Yeah, I felt like there was something wrong with me, that I was not living up to what they were expecting, or what they were, you know. Yeah.
And did that make you feel isolated, like you were an alien in your family?
Yes, very much so. Very much so, felt like the black sheep in the family, for sure. Yep. And I was the oldest child, so I was, you know, sort of imbued with this, you know, this expectation of what I was supposed to do, and it went completely against my grain since day one. And I tried to ride it, you know, in terms of that, you know, to get married and have kids and, you know, do that whole thing. I did get married. I did have a short marriage, but it was not in the cards for me to have to birth children in this life. And, you know, and I've always felt like I've done something wrong in that way, you know?
Well, let's go to the bottom. Let's back it up, because this is a lot of good stuff. That feeling, go back to that feeling of, like, you know, when they would say you're a dreamer and they applied no value to that. Because this is the core of why you're stuck today, right? Why you can't up-level
here. It really is.
Yeah. So you're getting a lot of answers in this moment to the why things are happening the way they are today, because you're still operating from that place of believing that information. And what I would like for you to do is to tell yourself the truth. So go to that age. This is the best, easiest route to this. Go to that age and feel that moment. Just let it, let it rip. Like, let this rip. Feel it and start acknowledging, like, oh, wow, this wasn't even true. This doesn't even belong to me. This belongs to them. These are their belief systems. And, in fact, wow, I am a dreamer. And that was the whole point of my coming to this planet, is to bring that energy here, that creative, powerful energy of anything is possible. Anything is possible. That's really who you are, by the way. That essence of, wow, I'm gonna deliver the fact that anything is possible, right? Now, you were living in contrast because that's Earth. Earth has contrast. That's how it works, right? So, of course, you were met with that contrast because that is the experience of Earth. It's always going to be two energies, right? And they're always going to be opposite energies. So you're learning something very valuable here. So layered.
You know, and you know what I'm just realizing too, in a really concrete way, is that my being a dreamer and you know, that realizing that I was probably 8 or 10 when I realized what my life mission was supposed to be, and it had been buried for decades. But I think that in reality, they saw in me what they wanted to be, and they didn't do it.
Right, and that's always the case, by the way. That is always the case. You know that?
Yeah.
Okay. So take it, go back to you, because we're, you know, we can't do anything about them. We can only do something about you, right?
Yes. So that's, I've been wearing that guilt, though, and like, you know, totally. Limiting myself because I felt guilty about going beyond them, you know?
Of course. And it's always set, by the way.
And it doesn't, that doesn't belong to me.
Exactly. Mm. And it's set up to limit you. Of course it is. Okay, let's pull it all in, all of this energy, because you've got the guilt, you've got, you know, this belief system that has disempowered you. So whatever that is, go in, breathe, collect it, collect all of these feelings and emotions, collect them. They're like a big ball that sits in front of you. Collect them. And with your angels, you're going to formally release these imprints that have nothing to do with you, do not belong to you, and you're going to release them from the moment they were imprinted, the moment you believed that this is true. Okay, you're going to let this go. Let it go. Release it on every level of being. Release it from your conscious, from your subconscious. Just release it. Let it go from the collective of the moment of conception to the now moment and into your future.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? You're letting it all go.
Yeah.
We're timeless. We are timeless. Therefore, when you let this go, you let go from every possible aspect of being. So collect and let it go and keep going. And it feels like you're uncurling it or uncoiling it. It's like a spiral energy that should be coming up within you, through your crown chakra and out into your light, where it gets transmuted into what you need. So keep going with this. Breathe and let it go, and breathe and let it go. This is a big core block, and if we can do anything for you today, I want this gone. None of this is true to you, so it doesn't belong to you is an understatement. Yet, you know, we record from age 0 to 7, and so, you know, anything we've learned can be unlearned. Anything that, you know, has basically wounded us can be healed. So that's the good news. And so today we're here to really let go of this major roadblock in your life that is based on information from your childhood. And you did your best, very best you could with this information, by the way. You recorded it in the very best way you possibly could have, you know, and now it's time to let it go because it's actually irrelevant.
Mm-hmm.
Got it?
Yeah. I feel like it's sitting in this sort of ball of fire right in front of my face.
Now, I just got a pang in my heart. So who's that about? What's the pang about?
For some reason, my sister came into my consciousness.
Do you fear that you're leaving her behind if you do this?
Yeah.
Can we tell you the truth? Tell yourself the truth, because this is not true. You're not leaving her behind if you actually let this core belief go. She's still your sister if you let this go.
I'm actually, you know what, and I feel like we're almost side by side. I feel like I'd be carrying her with me in a really powerful way.
You don't want to carry her with you.
Okay.
Do you understand? Okay, yes. that's not for you. And we're healing you right now.
Yeah.
And you making this shift may heal her automatically because we're all connected, right? And you guys share blood and DNA. So if you do this for you right now, she may, like, automatically get it too. Okay? And
yeah,
that's how healing
that feels really good. We're so connected. I just, she's so on an amazing Dharma path herself. And
perfect. So if you focus on you and do this for you, she will most likely get it. Anytime I've ever healed anything, I watch my children get it. So but the focus has to be you. So that pang in your heart that I feel is actually, I understand why, you know, you don't want to let her go in this way as part of that very entangled belief system. But the best thing you can do in this moment is let go of all of this. And your relationship will be all the better for this.
Mm-hmm.
No loss or loss in letting this go. There's only abundance, prosperity, and empowerment in this. So be very honest with yourself and choose to heal this for good.
It feels good.
Right?
And I just have to mention it just to give voice to, because I think one of the reasons that my sister came into my heart, and I just wanted this to sort of flow through and send blessings to my nephew who just lost a girlfriend yesterday, was killed in a car accident. So that could be why this is coming through.
Okay.
And I know that it feels a little bit off topic, but it just is in my heart, and there is pain around that.
Sure.
And that's through my sister. So
great.
I just want to...
Okay, let's put that... Breathe and let go of the pain and put the angel love and light support system, all of them, including the young as transition.
Carolina.
Let's put them all. Let's put them all on angel love and light support system, and that way you don't have to hold them up.
Thank you. Okay, now it's passed through me now.
Okay.
That's good. Okay. Yes.
Perfect. Because what you want to do is feel your wholeness right now. That's where this is going.
Oh, I feel so light. All of a sudden, I feel so light. My whole body is tingling. I just feel really light and present.
Okay, great. Okay, great.
Wow.
That's what we want. That's exactly what we're going for. So
yeah, the ball
of
fire in front of my face is gone now.
Awesome. That's great work. Okay. That feels way better. You feel much lighter. Now, this is the version of you that is most authentic. This is the most authentic you I've seen in this whole lifetime. Even though I've only met you once, I know and feel that, because we all know each other, right?
Yes.
This is the very first time I've seen you this authentic. Okay?
Yeah.
And we
feel
don't
that. Yes.
That. So... We came here, we have our plan to meet at this time because we are, you know, you're part of my destiny map, I'm part of yours. This moment is part of your destiny too, and that's why we're here today on Angel Time, right? These divine interventions are part of the destiny that we came to live here on this earth. And so thank you for allowing this today because it's a big part of who you are, and it's the most authentic you we have to date. So do you feel that?
Yes, it is. Yes, I do. Yeah, I feel like my voice is even lower. Isn't that funny?
It is. I've noticed that.
Wow.
Because this integrates and grounds into who you are in this moment, which doesn't bear the weight, the heaviness of that misinformation from the past. So it's an opportunity to be informed purely from your soul and what that truth is, rather than the imprint of something that doesn't belong to you at all, isn't even part of your authentic belief system. Right? And that's part of the experience on Earth, all of this. So, you know, I go through this, you go through this, we all go through it. It's whether we want to deal with it or not, right? That you know, that's kind of the question, or that's really the work, as people call it, right? So how do you feel? What else do we need to explore? Are you ready to ask for help? How's that going?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yep. Yeah, I feel really ready. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, this feels good. So, okay, so let's see. you have, I want you to, here's the thing, and this is the disclaimer, the angel disclaimer. This goes on for 3 days, this kind of a healing. It's very profound. So I want you to, you know, this feeling grows, this essence builds, and everything you're, it's almost like this is what unlearning feels like, right? And little things pop up that were extensions of that core belief that is, you know, at this point irrelevant, right? So, and you're going to purge that too, and the angels are going to keep helping you to purify, and then you're going to go to sleep tonight and have these weird or great dreams. And it just keeps going for 3 days. And so by the end of the three-day cycle, you're kind of that real you, that authentic you that is really sourcing from soul and sourcing from God without all those heavy imprints. You know, the lighter we are, the easier all of this is. So if you're not having the grace and the ease, it's because you're heavy and you're in density. And density is not only fear consciousness, but it's distraction, distortion, delusion, illusion. It's drama. You know, it's a lot of the things we tell ourselves that we try to believe even though we know deep down aren't true, you know. With all that, we get heavy, we fall into density, and density carries all that stuff in it. And then that's why it's so hard to get out of it, right? So the idea is to stay as light as you can. Now, your question, you know, about moving forward, so that automatically, like, clued me in that you were in density, right? So how do we get, I mean, we don't, sometimes we may not even need to go this deep into the core belief systems or the imprints. We can just go, hey, my soul needs light. I'm clearly in density because I'm out of grace and ease and into, like, you know, it feels like molasses sometimes on this planet. It feels like quicksand. We get so heavy. And
we get so heavy, it's really true.
I sort of fill things up
with busyness, you know what I mean?
Totally. We're trained this way, okay? So when you're in density, and I love what the angels, they blow my mind. But when you're in density, they just want you to find a way to fill up with light. Now, the truth is the remedy for density is light. Doesn't that make sense?
Yes,
logically, right?
Yeah, it does.
So find your best way to bring light into your soul. Sit in the sun. Like, I know sometimes, like, and I remember this being a teenager. I was raised in Redondo Beach, and so we were at the beach all the time. And I remember laying on the sand, and my soul would fill up with light. I actually remember this. I didn't know consciously what I was doing, right? But man, did that work for me. And that released all that heavy, you know, I grew up in a super abusive household, so it released the heavy burden and the tension and the stress of all that, right? Thank God I had the beach. Thank God I had the sun. Thank God I had the ocean who would just purify me almost daily, right? So that worked for me as a teenager. Later in life, you know, I had to figure out some other things, right? Because I'm here to learn. I'm here to grow. I'm here to evolve. So a walk teacher builds your soul light. You know, meditating with the angels is like super light, like super duper light, you know. whatever you can do, and you have to figure this out. This is part of who you are, right? So for some people, like, for example, I can write a poem and I feel my soul fill up, you know. So it depends on who you are, what you are, what you like. Like my ex-husband, he would ride his bicycle in Mandeville Canyon at the very top of the ridge. My God, it was as if he was like with God for 2 hours when he got back, right? That's his way of filling up his soul light. Oh, totally. He was so, he would come in the door and I'd go, oh my God, I think I just fell in love with him all over again. Like, you know, it was just amazing how full he would become. And that's how, instead of meditating, that was his way. And that worked beautifully. Right. And so, so you have to figure out like what your thing is going to be that auto fills your light so that your soul is full, so that you don't drop into that density space. Because it's here, you know, it's here on earth. It's normal. It's part of the deal. So what will alleviate it is light. And it makes so much sense to me when I just even really slow it down and think about it. I'm like, of course it is. That makes, you know, just logic. So
absolutely. Definitely sitting outside in nature does that for me, and reading inspiring words,
writing inspiring words. Right. My kitty's purr fills me with light, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So this is all really, really, really good. So
really
let
good.
Me, I want you to, we have a few minutes. We have, we're down to 15 minutes here. So I want to cover the 11-11 themes because they're really, they're really fun. And I want to share what the angels have taught me to do. So you, tell me your story about 11-11.
Well, I noticed that it really came into my consciousness that I was seeing it everywhere probably about 3 months ago. And I mean, every single day I would look at the clock at 11:11 and 1:11. And, you know, a huge thing happened, you know, in my life on November 11th. And it was transformational when I actually went and asked for a big help. That, you know, it ended up not happening, but I'm so glad I asked. It was major for me, major. Because it would have been really easy for me just to step back and not ask, but I did ask. And then, so I've just been seeing the number everywhere, not just on the clock, but just, you know, it seems to come up all the time. And like I said, when I emailed you earlier, when you sent me today's agenda, I opened the email at 11:11.
Of course.
And I know, it's crazy. Because I feel like there's something there.
This is the connection to you, this 11-11 connection. You know how the angels downloaded that your soul is the anything is possible soul information? Like, that's really what you're informing us. You're the reminder to us that anything is possible, right? That's why you came in at, let's call it the label of the dreamer. Because to a dreamer, anything's possible, right? So that's kind of like for, you know, your, let's say, your soul message to us. And so 11-11 is exactly that. Anything is possible, that you can manifest whatever you need and more. It's like code for manifesting anything you need and more, because anything is possible. That's why you see 11-11s everywhere, right?
Wow.
So it's kind of like a cool little fun thing that your soul is throwing out there that feeds back to you. And what is your soul reality? And what is your soul message? And what is your mission? So it's like a great little cyclical feedback system you have with 11-11, which is really cool. Good job.
Wow, that's amazing. You know, I have this quote that I wrote, you know, just came out of me, and it was at the bottom of my email for a long time, is what you imagine is but a fraction of what's possible.
Exactly. Yeah. I always say that what the angels create for me, I am just not that imaginative. imagine for me is proof positive. Like, I'm just not that imaginative. Like, it's
yeah.
Different. So, exactly.
Oh my God.
So,
that's amazing.
Pretty cool. So, and allowing that authenticity to come through, like you just did with 11-11, you know, and some people get other numbers, by the way, and those numbers reflect back whatever that information is for them, right? And it's kind of like a cool message for your soul to acknowledge it. Sometimes the angels use angel numbers to get you to focus on a certain message too, and that's all, you know, part of the fun. Like, really, oh, I love
so
that
it
stuff.
Is. It's like I look at it and I go, okay, what's happening right now that I need to be paying attention
right.
to? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Precisely what you need to do is like stop everything and go, okay, what are they trying to tell me, or what am I trying to tell me, or what is my soul trying to tell me? Because there's a beautiful message, and this is how we create magic. By
like
the way,
like this little
you know,
scavenger
like,
hunt, you know.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And we want magic. We want to keep the magic alive. We want that in our lives. We want to keep the miracles alive. We want that in our lives. How do we do that? We connect to our soul, because the soul is unlimited and all-powerful and all-knowing. And so connecting to your soul through these numbers that are feeding back to us, I think is just like easy. You know, might as well. Like, it's pretty awesome. So let me get to the angel download, because we're there. We're at the end of our show, Cindy. So let's process the angel download today is really cool. So, fear is a great teacher. Fear consciousness is embedded in density. If you are in fear of any kind, it means your soul light is low. The remedy for density is light. Find your best way to bring light into your soul. Sit in the sun, sit in meditation, walk in nature, connect to the angels, connect to God, write a poem. Let's begin with the truth. Because even though there's fear, there is truth. You are a magnificent, radiant soul who came to Earth for a great adventure. You traveled here from lightness of lightness to density. Your all-powerful, all-knowing soul is ready for expansion as a human being on Earth, and there are lessons ready to be delivered daily. Part of your angel reminder, there's like part one here, the power to change our lives unfolds from within. As Cindy demonstrated for us today, she went deep into the core of her belief system and cleared it. And now she's in a purification process with the angels that will be proof positive that the power to change your life unfolds from within. Angels see lacks and deficits as part of a self-proclaimed identity formed only by the human ego playing out the human experience. Okay, so that's kind of going to feed into the fear part. We have an ego, just like we have a soul, right? And so we have to figure out that balance. So this is what they said. Let's get to the center, to the middle for balance. We need the ego for survival, but we also need the soul to survive the human experience. Balance between these opposite natures is vital to healing and to leveling up in life like you just did, Cindy. Stay focused on healing. Stay focused on awakening. Stay focused on change. Change is good. Change is healthy. Change is what your soul came to experience on Earth. What with a solid foundation informed from your soul wisdom rather than your ego's limitations, you have a chance to thrive, happiness, healthiness, success, abundance, prosperity, love, become a state of mind that is permanent. That's the angel download for today.
Wow.
So you have been exemplary of what this download means. So thank you. Thank you so much.
Wow.
This is a great one because fear is a big deal. So is powerlessness. So I'm going to post the whole download on www.angelenergy.org so that everybody can read it. Because sometimes on the show, like we listen to it, and it takes a couple of times to really absorb everything that they have said. And you want to absorb it because a download from them. These are their words. I'm just translating. I'm the middleman here. And the truth is, once you let these words work you, you will be in a new place, just like Cindy is today, coming directly from the energy of her soul rather than the energy of what her parents informed her, which is in fact not true, right? So if we ever get confused by anything that's happening, anything whatsoever, pause and say to yourself, okay, what is the truth here? You will hear it. It's kind of amazing. Whether you're in density or not in density, when you pause everything and ask for the truth, it will resonate and it will arrive. And guess what? That truth will register and change your life. So that's kind of one of those little tools I use that I whip out in a pinch. Okay? If I get confused, if something weird happens, like if I don't understand, whatever. Or if I'm in fear over something, okay, what is the truth here? Because you'll hear it. That's your soul is going to absolutely tell you the truth. You will hear that truth. You will feel that truth. There will be a full sensory experience of that truth. It's how truth works. It's a very powerful energy. And it cuts through everything on this planet. That's like one of those little mystical secrets. Kind of cool. All right. So, Cindy, is there anywhere we can read, anywhere we can read or support your film, read about your projects or support your film of any kind? Is there a website? Is there any way to get a hold of you if we need you as a ghostwriter, as a writer, as any kind?
Absolutely. My actual website, cindyantis.com, is sort of under reconstruction right now, But my email address is cindy@cindyantis.com. I can be reached there and also through the website ongeorgesmind.com.
On Georgia's Mind.
On Georgia's Mind. It's the woman's name, Georgia. On Georgia's Mind. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. And I'm on Facebook and Twitter.
You're on Facebook and Twitter. Okay, so I'll make sure I post
under my
that
name
later.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Wonderful.
All right, so how are you feeling?
Thank you so much, Sandra. I mean to tell you, I feel just absolutely amazing. I'm one of the projects I'm working on right now is my LEAP project.
And this is just such an incredible way to sort of really step into the leap. And I realized that, and I'm writing a book about it as well as I forge through it. And there's an entire chapter on fear based on what we discussed today, because it's
brilliant.
Really incredible. Yeah. Thank you
brilliant.
So much. What a gift.
Absolutely. You feel good. You're going to process this for 3 days. And take it easy, you know, do some writing if you can, because that'll be very interesting. And
yes, it will.
Just take care of you for 3 days, okay? Focus on you for 3 days so that the process can really do work its magic all the way through and go deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Absolutely. All right, so let's go into the angel reminder, which is the part of the show where I turn purple in the face because I'm going to say the same thing over and over again. You are a soul. We have to do this every week so that we remember, because everything that we're going to talk about on Angel Time is going to be a remembrance, a recollection, or a reminder, because your soul knows everything it could ever possibly ever need to know. So all I'm doing is reminding here. That's it. All right. You are a soul before you were a human. Earth is a school where you came to learn, grow, and evolve into a better is kind of up to you, better or different version of yourself. The energy on Earth is dense. Density causes amnesia. Light is the remedy. Remember to wake up to your soul with daily doses of light. You are a powerful, all-knowing being of light here to fulfill your purpose. And here's your angel prayer based on the show today. Angels and archangels of light, I am willing to release fear and powerlessness from its original imprint and replace it with courage and wisdom from my soul. Teach me to balance between my ego and soul daily while I learn from my human experience. Fill my soul with golden light of God's love infinitely. Thank you. Let me read that one more time. There's a lot going on with that prayer. Angels and archangels of light, I am willing to release fear and powerlessness from its original imprint and replace it with courage and wisdom from my soul. Teach me to balance my ego and soul daily while I learn from my human experience. Fill my soul with the golden light of God's love infinitely. Thank you. Yeah, there's like three parts to that prayer, and they're very, very powerful. So
can you post that one on the site too?
The angel prayer and the angel prayer are on the blog every Saturday.
Wonderful.
I get it done by Monday. Let's just say that much. life is so fast paced these days. But so let's have you guys, our incredible listeners, check in with the blog this week on angelenergy.org, because your angel message for 2015 awaits you. It's also on my Facebook page, I think it's sandrablossier.com, but it's also Angel Energy for You on Facebook. Same with Twitter, Angel Energy for You. And now on Instagram, also Angel Energy for You. Where else are we? I think we're on YouTube too. So get a hold of us whenever you need anything that is by way of angels, because the angels are here not just to, you know, inspire us. They're actually here with a lot of very powerful intentions to get us to our destiny points, to get us to our end game, whatever that is, so that we can fulfill our soul purpose while we're here on Earth. So they're very, very powerful and very effective. They totally keep it simple so that our logical minds will accept and move through whatever it is they're trying to teach us, or whatever it is they're trying to give us as homework, so that we can ascend our energy above density and be the light beings that we truly are from the soul, let alone from, you know, being human. It's all good. No judgment. It's all good. We're here to have these experiences, and they're here. They're definitely meant to grow us and evolve us. It's just a matter of acknowledging and going through what Cindy went through today to get to that next place where, you know, and this is the road, by the way. You're going to keep releasing, letting go, and you're going to keep growing and learning, and then you're going to release again and let go and keep growing and learning, and that's the process till we leave this planet, till the end of our lives. And it's wonderful and it's beautiful, and there's nothing more exciting than your own personal healing. So I leave you with that thought. Happy New Year. Happy 2015. It's a fruitful, very, very ripe year. Whatever seeds you've been sowing, yeah, they're ready to be, I mean, not just bloom, but just pop. So I hope that you're ready to pick the ripe fruit of your very hard work over the last couple of years. Okay, I think that's it for this beautiful Saturday. Thank you, Cindy Yantis. We really enjoyed our time with you.
Thank you so much. It was amazing.
Many blessings. Have a great Saturday, and see you guys next week on Angel Time on Saturday morning. Big hugs.